We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
I wanted to make sure I had the details right on this. And the details are there are no details, really. You know, Amy and I, we don't have kids.
Yeah.
We kind of made a conscious decision not to do that. But literally everybody around us, because all of our friends are adults.
Yeah.
It seems like everybody around us has kids. And even though those kids are out of that stage, that's all they talk about is their kids. So sometimes, I know it's really tough for my wife sometimes to have to kind of sit on the outside and be like, we don't have kids. But they were the story that came out of this, apparently one of our friends' 2-year-old had a major freak out because she was not allowed to go backwards up the escalator at the mall. I believe they were at Galleria. She was not allowed to go back up as the escalator's going down, and had a full on screaming freak out where you could tell people were looking like, are you abducting that child?
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. I hate to laugh at it, but it's kind of funny.
I'm trying to remember what my godson did, but the way he did it was fantastic. I forget what he got told no on. But he literally, when you see somebody who practices the Muslim faith and they pray towards Mecca, it literally looked just like that, except he was facing the oven. He went down on his hands and knees, his forehead touching the floor, and he just sat there and wouldn't move for like 2 hours. Just that was his thing.
Wow.
And he didn't really cry. He just kind of whimpered. And it was the weirdest thing.
Just loud enough for you to hear it
the
whole time.
He did it that one time, and he never did it again after that.
Yep.
He did it. He never did it before then, never did it after then. They thought maybe that it was just some weird thing because I was there. But he literally went into the kitchen, and any time that you'd go near him and go, come on, buddy, let's go. You know, come on,
that's
all right.
So funny.
Come on, man, we're done. All right, we're done. Fine. We're done with it. But literally did not move.
These tantrums make it seem like my niece throws tantrums all the time, and they make them seem like child's play now. Like, oh my God, I've never seen a kid do that before.
Basically, what's the worst you've seen though?
Sawyer, when we were, my niece Sawyer, who's 2.5 years old, last time threw a hissy fit. She has 2 Minnie Mouse plates.
Over the holidays?
Yeah. With the ears that are, you know, bowl-like, and then the face, and and they're both pink. They only have slight differences. She didn't want that plate. She wanted the other plate, and cried and wouldn't eat her lunch, and cried and cried and cried to the point they had to put her in the other room, and then she cried again for 3 more hours.
Oh, my goodness.
Mom Museum tickets today is the Speakeasy National Bootleggers Day at the Mom Museum. So you go check that out. They're doing a big thing tonight from 7 to 11 with like drink specials and spirit samplings, live music, and they've got like a bunch of sponsors for it and all that kind of stuff. They'll give you free entry through the Speakeasy side door if you give them the password bootlegger.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I get it. So you can go in through the bar. Oh, for free. I get it. I was like, well, wait a minute. They charge you to go into the bar? When was the last time you heard of a cover charge at a bar? In this town.
Yeah.
I can't remember one, but all right. But no, that's not what that is. You sneak into the Mom Museum through the... I see. Uh-huh. Well, we've got free tickets for you anyway. Lunch for 2 at Tropical Smoothie Cafe or Daniel Tosh tickets for Super Bowl weekend on Friday, February 1st, if you're over 21. Most ridiculous tantrum that you ever saw your kid or somebody else's kid throw. at 702-364-9898. First pick right now.
With the first pick.
First pick.
First pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Even if you don't have kids, you've seen this before somewhere in your world as, you know. By the way, this segment brought to you by Buchanan's Birth Control. Buchanan's Birth Control. Keeping people from having kids for as long as we can remember.
Man, a tantrum will do that.
Oh, boy. Weirdest, most intense, like, I can't believe this is happening, tantrum that you've ever seen a little kid throw. Kind of the people in our circle of friends, because they're always talking about their kids. Apparently, one of the, a two-year-old wanted to go backwards and go up the down escalator. And no, sweetie, you can't do that. There's other people trying to come down the escalator. And just threw a screaming, throw myself on the ground. No, I'm not going to stop. Fit. And I guess it was it was biblical. You know what I mean? Like you'll
to the point where you have to leave.
Never see another one like it. Ernestina, your nephew threw a fit, right?
Yes.
How come?
Because he wanted a little red ball at the store, and I wouldn't get it for him. So he threw himself back, and when he threw himself back and landed on the floor, he split the whole back of his head open.
That'll get everybody looking at you. That'll get everybody wondering what you just did to that kid. That's, I got to be honest. Hang on one second. I got to go back to this. So, Ernestina, did you end up taking him to the hospital?
Yeah, we all had to go to the hospital. And he had like 6 stitches he had to get in the back of his head. Well, actually not stitches, it was staples.
And did they bring CPS in to talk to you?
Yes, but it was all on video.
Oh, thank God. Of course, because you were at the store.
Yeah, because we were at the store.
Has he thrown a hissy fit since?
No.
Really?
Yeah, no. He thinks that if he throws a hissy fit now that like a piece of his body will split open.
Oh, that. Well, you know what? I think some good has come out of this.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, Lil Jess, when was the last time your kid threw a fit?
Oh my God, this like fit lasted a whole year, Chet, and it was, "Hey, Dwayne, go brush your teeth."
How long ago was this?
Probably when he was 4.
Okay, yeah. So this is a long time ago. The initial question was, when was the last time he threw a fit?
When he was 4. That was the worst fit. It lasted a whole year. Go brush your teeth. And it went into full-blown tears. I mean, ridiculous for a whole year. It's so frustrating.
I don't get it. You're saying he cried for an entire year?
Yeah, every time. Brush your teeth in the morning, brush your teeth at night.
Oh,
cried so every single time I would say, brush your teeth. Like, I wanted him to go clean up a forest or something in a hot summer day.
But why?
I could never figure it out with him.
And you couldn't make it stop?
No, and it really got under my skin.
It's a different time, man.
Oh, man.
My mother would have threatened me with serious bodily harm.
I don't get it.
Just, you cry again, I'll give you a reason to cry.
Yeah.
That's just that. That's different. Different world, man.
I grew up in the same world. So, like, when I had to babysit and everything, like, the kids down the street, and they didn't want to brush their teeth, it was nightmares. So,
hey, Leah, when was the last, what was the biggest temper tantrum you saw a kid throw a fit? Huh? What did I just say? What's the biggest fit you saw a kid throw?
I actually was in a grocery store and seen this kid throw produce on the floor, bananas and grapes. And then the mom was like, "Oh, it's okay, stop." And then they were going down an aisle, I believe it was a candy aisle, and he just took his hand and just swiped the whole aisle of the candy aisle on the floor.
Oh, I'd be livid.
How does
it's horrible. Everybody was looking at the child and the mom, and mom was, you know, "Oh, it's okay, don't do that." And we were like, "Oh my gosh." Everybody was looking at each other like we would just, you know, kill that kid.
I don't believe in spankings, but at that point, I would have been like, "That kid needs to be spanked." Okay, that's
mortified.
Ridiculous.
Kelly, what was the biggest? What was the biggest fit you ever saw a kid throw?
My second son. We went to see Santa. My first daughter ran up to Santa. I went to put him on, and he thought he was a monster or something. He was grabbing me, pulling on me, screaming, and I'm like, "It's Santa! Tell him what you want." He know, and I had to drag him away. It was so embarrassing. Oh my God! Everybody's like taking pictures.
we totally missed an opportunity. We need to talk to Santa. We need to talk to Santa about the different things that the kids have done. We need that. We missed an opportunity there. Tamaya, what did your niece do?
Hello?
I'm sorry. This says T-A-M-A-Y-A on my screen. I guess Tamaya. Is that right?
That you said it perfectly.
Perfect. Well, I was concerned because you didn't answer. I was like, uh-oh.
No,
I had you on loudspeaker.
So your niece threw a foul. How old's your niece?
My niece at the time, well, she's 10 now, but at the time she was 3 years old.
Tell us about the fit.
Okay, so what she used to do every night, literally about 2 or 3 in the morning, her dad has to be at work at 6 in the morning, so about 2:30 or 3:30 in the morning, she would wake up every night screaming bloody murder, Daddy, 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 like every night. So I was like, you know, don't worry about it. I'll go in there and talk to her. I go sit with her. She was like red in the face. That's how much she would scream, snot flowing, tears flowing.
But for no reason.
For no reason. Until her dad would get up, come tuck her in, and he'd have to sit with her until she went back to sleep.
Okay, but
every night.
So, but did you ask? I mean, obviously, at some point, somebody asked the kid, why are you screaming?
I used to always, I just want my daddy. And that was her response. I want my daddy. My daddy doesn't come in here. She did not stop crying. Mom, everybody's coming there.
Well, that worked for me. Yeah. I no longer regret not having kids. I know I'm good.
In the morning, we listen to The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. KLUC.
Good feeling story of the day is coming up. Santa lives.
Yay.
Santa lives.
Yes.
It was actually looking a little rough there for a minute. But Santa's going to be fine. And the story has layers like an onion. It's fun. Cool. It's coming up. Plus, we're 20, 25 minutes out of right around 9:30. The next code word for $1,000. Give you a shot at it with the big fat bribe. All you got to do is text us. There's money. There's money. You might as well have it. Seriously, $1,000 right now. Not bills. What do you do? Kayla, go.
Down payment on a Peloton.
You're getting sucked in by those commercials.
Admittedly, yes. I really wanted a Street Strider, but Peloton's where it's at.
A buddy of mine was like, I am not paying $2,000 unless I can have the glass corner apartment with the city view. He's like, you know, got these skinny, in shape people.
Oh, yeah.
Just getting after it on
They're
the Peloton.
Selling me for sure.
Yeah, meanwhile, you're staring at a concrete wall in your basement. Whatever. All right, $1,000, no bills. What do you buy, Lil Jess?
As many massages and facials and foot rubs as I can get.
I can get you that for free. Just give me a minute.
What are you buying?
I'm going to call some folks. Oh, goodness sakes. I didn't even think about that. What do I buy with $1,000 not bills? Amy wants, this sucks so bad, but Amy wants a new refrigerator, so I'm doing that.
That's good, though.
Yeah, because
that doesn't suck. That's awesome.
Gary, I don't know if this falls under psychic, but, you know, you and I have had enough beverages together. The ice smells funny in our freezer. Psychically, can you see what that is?
It feels like there could be mold in the ice maker.
That's what I said. That's what I said.
That's so gross.
Yeah, we're not having
You're
ice.
You're drinking mold.
No, we're not.
And I'm not coming over
That's
for that.
The deal. We're not. We're not. Well, no, not until we get a new refrigerator.
Yes, please.
What I'm saying.
The greatest person in the world and final exam are next. But first,
that is so random.
Jeff Buchanan, 60 seconds of randoms.
And Big Fat Bribe next as well. The way herring, the way they communicate underwater is basically through, passing wind.
Under what?
They shoot air, you know.
Okay.
And
then, if love.
Yeah. And that creates a high frequency sound. Sorry, Family Guy running through my head. It creates a high frequency sound that other herring can hear.
It's like a female herring.
My God, like, we are 12.
They're trying to hit on each other or whatever, and they're just farting at each other.
That's it. Yeah. Well, you know, can't make fun of somebody else's language if you don't speak it.
It is true,
You know what I mean? Well, I mean, you can, but it just makes you a jerk. You know, so that's whatever. I'll put it to you this way. This number is a lot less than I thought it would be. National Geographic has been printing since 1896.
Oh, my God.
How many photos of women with bare breasts do you believe that they have printed over the years? And I kind of already gave you a clue a second ago. Lil Jess.
10,000.
Way lower. Kayla.
Wait, 1,000.
Way lower.
What?
Lil Jess.
Wow, lower? 200.
A little higher. Kayla?
500.
500. About 500. Doesn't it seem like that would, they average about 4 or 5 a year?
Okay.
But that was always the thing about, you know, boys like, when I was younger, I saw International Geographic. I said that was one of the first times.
I was looking too. No, like, wow.
Hashtag goals before we even knew what a hashtag
That's
was.
Funny.
Heinz ketchup. They do this on purpose. Heinz ketchup exits the glass bottle at 0.028 miles per hour. And if it ain't 0.028 or whatever I just said, what did I say? What'd you say? I said 0.028. What'd you say? That's what I said. If it's not that, they either thicken or thin that particular batch. That is about the same speed as the average snail.
Oh, interesting.
First movie sequel was called Fall of a Nation. They did that in 1916. It was the sequel to The Birth of a Nation that came out in 1915. It's about how, oh my God, it's about how heroic the KKK was after the Civil War, and it's considered one of the most racist movies in history.
Yes, we talked about this in my 8th grade history class. My teacher, I'm calling professor, my teacher was like, you never watch this movie. They played on History Channel, like after 10. He told me this, he's like, never watch this movie. It is the most racist movie of all time.
Well, and just know how wrong it is.
It's terrible.
You know, just know, yuck. Only 4 acts have ever had a top 40 hit in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, and 2010s. Name one.
Michael Jackson.
Uh-huh. And name another one, Lil Jess.
Whitney Houston.
And name it. No.
A new one?
An actual right one.
Oh, Britney's. No. No, she wasn't born then.
You said U2. U2 was right, right?
I said U2. Yeah, that was right.
That's awesome. So, yeah. What'd you say? Awful. Michael Jackson? Did you say Madonna yet?
Madonna, too, yeah.
And Michael Jackson. And you said U2?
Yeah.
The fourth one? You want to guess?
Mariah Carey.
No.
Oh, that's a good guess. I don't know. I honestly
No, fair enough.
A rock band?
Not Mariah Carey, huh?
Weird Al Yankovic.
No.
What? He did have all those good ones in the 80s, though.
Google how much money that dude has. And by the way, Ask Anybody might be the absolute nicest guy in the business.
Oh, okay. That's
really
nice.
Might. He's one of those where you go, yeah, that's kind of crazy he's making all that money, but he deserves it because he's a good guy.
Come on. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah. KLQC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.